This podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hey y'all, it's DJ Soso. Welcome to Hot Takes Cold Truths, where I share bold opinions, overthink them in real time, and talk honestly about growth in adulthood. Let's get into it. Hi, and welcome to my first episode of this podcast. We're just going to dive straight into it because we're going to talk about something that feels pretty heavy, but also super freeing. The title and hot take of today's episode is outgrowing people doesn't make you heartless. Take a breath with me just for a second, because if this topic found you, there is a pretty good chance you are carrying some guilt, like I myself. Maybe you've distanced yourself from a friend. Maybe your relationship ended. Maybe you just don't feel that same connection that you used to. Or maybe you've changed, and not everyone changed with you. And now you're wondering, am I cold? Am I selfish? Did I give up too easily? And that's where we're going to get into. So let's talk about it. First, we need to normalize a couple of things. One, growth changes you, of course. And two, growth is not betrayal. When you change, your relationships sometimes change too. When you were 15, you needed different conversations, different energy, different support than you do now, for sure. And when you were going through heartbreak, you definitely needed something different than when you're focused on your goals. And of course, when you were insecure, you tolerated different things than when you learned your worth. So, with that being said, one, growth shifts your standards. Two, growth shifts your capacity. And three, growth shifts your boundaries. And not everyone is meant to grow in the same direction as you. And that doesn't make them bad. And it doesn't make you heartless. It just makes you evolving. Here is the cold truth. The part that really does hurt. You can love someone, yet still realizing they're no longer aligned with who you're becoming. You can appreciate someone, and yet still recognize that being around them drains you. You can care deeply and still choose distance. But obviously, I know for myself, back we often feel guilt, especially if they were there for us during hard times. We've known them for a handful of years. We feel responsible for their feelings and when they don't understand why we're pulling away. And if you're someone who is emotionally aware, empathetic, and loyal, that guilt hits even harder. You start thinking things like, maybe I should just stay. Maybe I'm overreacting. Or maybe this is what real love / friendship is. Just sticking it out. But again, here is the cold truth. Staying with someone in somewhere that no longer fits you just to avoid discomfort isn't loyalty. It is self-abandonment. Sometimes it's not that someone did something terrible. Sometimes it's more subtle. You just don't feel the same. The conversations feel shallow. The jokes don't land. The values don't align. You feel way smaller around them. You feel misunderstood, and you feel like you're constantly explaining yourself. Or maybe you've healed in areas where they're still operating from hurt. And here's the hard part. You're not grieving the person in front of you. You're grieving who they used to be, or who you used to be when you were with them. That nostalgia can trick you into thinking you're making a mistake. But missing the past doesn't mean you belong there. And it is okay to miss who they used to be and grieve what you guys once were. And it's super important to understand that outgrowing people doesn't always look like a huge fight. Sometimes it simply looks like you stop reaching out first, or the conversation slowly fade. You stop sharing those deeper parts of yourself. You choose peace over proving your point and constantly explaining yourself. Or you realize you don't feel super excited to see them anymore. And that can feel worse, because there really is no clear villain. No one did anything wrong. They didn't say things about you. You didn't say things about them. There was simply no fight. But again, that is because growth doesn't always come with explosions like we expect. Because it's never truly black and white. Because sometimes it comes quietly. And within that, you have to understand that you're also not responsible for everyone's comfort. And it's super important when we talk about this, because you are not responsible for maintaining access to yourself just because someone is used to you. If someone benefited from the old version of you, the version who overextended, the one who didn't set boundaries, the one who was always constantly reaching out first, the one who did tolerate disrespect, had no clear boundaries, and shrank themselves to keep the peace, they may not like the new you. The new you who doesn't do more than they need to. The ones who do set clear boundaries. The ones who don't tolerate disrespect. And the ones who simply walk away to protect their peace. But just because they don't like the new you doesn't mean the new you is wrong. It just means the dynamic shifted. It changed. And when the dynamics change, some people feel it as a loss. But again, that doesn't mean you owe them your old self. You no longer have to be that person who overextended, who didn't set boundaries, who tolerated disrespect and shrank themselves. You are that new version who has grown to understand that you no longer owe them your old self, because not everyone is meant to stay forever. People really do come into our lives for seasons. Some people are either chapter friends, lesson partners, growth catalysts, comfort during a specific season, or mirrors that do show you what you personally need to heal. Those ones really do hurt, because it makes you realize that you need to take a step back and look at yourself. And again, sometimes their purpose in your life changes completely. As we romanticize the idea that, quote, real relationships last forever. But sometimes these, quote, real relationships last exactly as long as they're meant to. And then they release. And that is the cold truth. But if we really want to get deeper into something and talk about how these relationships are supposed to last forever, the number one reason why we think that way is because we have a fear of being alone. So let's be super honest. Sometimes we stay connected to these people we've outgrown because we truly are scared of the space that follows. When you distance yourself, there is a gap. There is a void. And in that gap and void, you may feel very uncomfortable feelings such as loneliness, being unsure. You start to question yourself, and you worry that you will not find people who will understand you any better. But in realizing that and looking in the mirror that faces you, here's what growth often requires: temporary loneliness for long-term alignment. Let me say that one more time. We experience temporary loneliness for long-term alignment. And that space, like I'd mentioned, that's where new connections enter. That's where even deeper friendships are formed. And that's where you meet people who match your current frequency, not your past survival mode. These are the people who won't require you to overextend yourself, constantly explain yourself, who don't make you feel like you need to shrink. They meet you exactly where you're at, for who you are, and where you're meant to be. We're going to check our intentions, because outgrowing someone isn't about feeling superior. It's not about thinking, I'm better than them, or they're beneath me, or I've evolved and they haven't. Growth should make you softer, not arrogant. So really ask yourself in this situation, am I distancing from a place of clarity or from avoidance? And then we continue on once you answer those questions. Am I setting a boundary or am I afraid of vulnerability? Again, it's very important to check our intentions here and look in that mirror, because if your decision truly comes from peace and not ego, that is growth. And if it also comes from self-respect and not pride, that's maturity. And continuing on, sometimes love does change shape as you're growing and evolving into relationship to relationship during those phases in your life, because outgrowing doesn't always mean cutting someone off. It really means that they move from best friend to acquaintance, or from daily conversation to occasional check-ins, from emotional safe space to a warm memory. And this love, again, can change form. And allowing it to shift doesn't make you cruel. It doesn't make you evil, because you are now acquaintances with your high school best friend that you used to spend every single day with. It makes you honest. Because again, yes, you have a history there. And during that time where your timelines interlinked with each other, you were there in a time where you both really needed it. And now you're both in separate spaces with people who need you and who you need as well. And if you can respect that and be super mature about it, you can understand that love changes shape. So as a gentle reminder, if you've been carrying guilt about distancing yourself from someone, I want you to hear this clearly. You, again, are totally and completely allowed to become someone new. You are allowed to need different things. You are allowed to choose peace over familiarity. You are allowed to grow beyond environments that once fit you. And you are not heartless for protecting your emotional health. Growth is truly uncomfortable, especially when it affects other people. But growth is not cruelty. It's evolution. And I want you to reflect on this. Think about someone you felt yourself outgrowing. Now, ask yourself, do I feel more at peace with the distance? Or more anxious with closeness? Do I feel expansive around them? Or do I feel like I shrink? Your nervous system often tells you the truth before your guilt lets you accept it. Trust that. Trust your gut. So again, outgrowing people doesn't erase the love that you had. It doesn't rewrite the memories, and it doesn't make the connection meaningless. It truly just means that you are honoring who you're becoming. And that's not heartless. That's brave. And that's so honest. And again, please be kind to yourself. I'll say that in every episode. Because things like this, it's hard to come face to face and accept it. But again, that's my hot take and cold truth. So thank you for listening today. And if this resonated with you, share it with someone who might need permission to grow too. And I'll see you in the next episode of Hot Takes and Cold Truths. Thank you.